The purpose of the question is just to approve the funding. The civil engineer, the city engineer, is working on creating a list of the streets, which will be hopefully ready for the aldermanic meeting in September, far in advance of the time needed to publish it for consideration by the voters and have it available on the day of the election.
So we would be kind of voting on money, not knowing whether there's 10 streets or 50 streets, right?
Correct. You're just approving the amount to be borrowed. It's the estimate was $1.85 per square foot, which gives you about 1.6 million square feet of paving. It will depend upon the length of the roads when they're rated by the engineer as to how many actual roads can be done.
What happens if we need more roads? Is that the cap would be at the 3 million or?
Yes, the decision on the 3 million was based upon the city's financial condition and the borrowing that's involved.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, well, quite honestly, I don't know that there'll be a whole lot of questions regarding this. I certainly don't want to speak for any board member. I know that was something Jen mentioned about the actual roads, but this is something. Can we tag this into next week if we can't get to the 7 tonight?
Yes. The problem is that you'll run out of time if you miss your next meeting. That's why we talked about trying to do a special meeting ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because of the problem with quorums.
Yeah, we're down one person here. I think Mrs. Mancini-Wright just joined. Thank you, Kristen, for hopping on here.
But yes, if we don't get a quorum tonight, we can do it at your next scheduled meeting, which is
Tuesday.
From today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it then. But if we don't get a quorum for that meeting, then you're going to have to try to hold a special meeting. I don't remember the exact date, but it's in the very beginning of September that the
question. Yeah, September 4th, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
September. It's actually September 8th, Mr. Chair. It's
September 8th.
The statute is 60 days from the election. So election day is November 8th. So
all
September
right.
8th is the alderman meeting, and that's and the date that the everything has to be approved by both boards in order for it to go on the ballot in November.
You know what? Let me hang tight one second. I'm just going to text Holly and see if she could just jump on here. Hang tight.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, while we're holding up, can I ask a general question?
Please do.
So, Walt, general question. So then the aldermen can change their resolution to include the streets?
No, they've adopted the resolution already. The streets can be published from the list that the civil engineer, the city engineer will prepare.
Okay. Because I was reading the resolution with respect to, you know, the changes can be done by the mayor and the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just on the 3 million?
It's on the amount as far as I know, yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Carloni just joined, so we do have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris.
Sorry I'm late. My apologies.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I appreciate it for the special meeting. So kind of a little out of order here. So we will officially call. Hold on one second. Let me pull the agenda up. We will officially call the Board of Apportionment and Taxation special meeting for Tuesday, August 16th. It is 6:15 to order. Can we all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
Under God,
indivisible, with
liberty, justice for all. And Mrs. Pitney, if you could take us through a quick roll.
Certainly will. Mr. Carloni?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Kimball? Ms. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Orazietti?
Ms. Orazietti cannot attend.
Excused?
Yes.
Ms. Patel?
Here.
Ms. Bertoso? Mr. Polis?
Present.
And Mr. Santos?
Present.
Mr. Chair?
Seven.
Mr. Chair, the record should reflect that Ms. Kimball has resigned from the board.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, next, our meeting, the only agenda item, consideration and action on a resolution approving an apportion and borrowing authorization for costs in connection with the milling, paving, and other improvements to city roadways for the 2022 roadway improvement program. So we did, Mr. Carloni, before you hop on, there was a couple questions, that came about. Jen was asking about particular roads. Mr. Mayhew said that the $3 million would cover about 1.6 million square feet. Mr. Mayhew, am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, 1.6 million square feet of road paved in the town. We don't have the exact number of roads yet, which ones will be paved. And Mr. Mayhew, just the decision in that, I'm assuming the engineer is going to prioritize based on the condition of the roads?
Right. There's a standard criteria that a civil engineer will use when evaluating the roads, and that results in a ranking system. I believe it's a two-digit number, and then the roads are simply processed in the order of their rank until the square footage that's permitted is reached. Then obviously after the bond is approved, it has to go out to bid and so forth and so on. So.
Do you know about what time they're going, or about what month they're going to start grinding and paving? Or is this for next year?
It would probably start in the spring, Chris, because by the time the referendum comes and hopefully passes, the plants will be closed. So as soon as the plants open in the springtime, I would imagine they would start on the work.
Okay.
All right. And then Mr. Santos, you did have a question that Mr. Mayhew answered. I just don't want to leave Mr. Carloni out. Your question was around the changing of the power of the mayor to change or the treasurer, but that's in regards to the amount of the bonds, not the actual square footage of the paving, correct? That's what we just talked about. I'm sorry. Mr. Santos, that was for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
No, I was just looking at the resolution section E with regard to the mayor and the treasurer authorized to amend such declarations of official intent as they deem necessary or advisable and to bind the city pursuant to such representations and covenants as they deem necessary or advisable in order to maintain and continue exemption from the federal income tax of interest on the bonds. Can you explain that to me, Walt, please?
Beyond what's there, I really don't have any additional explanation, Roberto. This is standard boilerplate that we were given by the bonding attorney.
Ah, and that was from Pullman and Comley?
Correct, yes. The fellow's name is Glenn Rybecki.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mayhew, our vote then is to, we can make sure we have an appropriate motion.
The motion is to approve the resolution.
That's it. Okay, approve the resolution for apportioning $3 million for the 2022. Okay, got it.
Presented, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we get to that, is there any other questions, comments?
Yeah, I have more questions if I can.
Go ahead. Yep.
Smart. Yeah. On the resolution on D, right above where I just mentioned, it says that the mayor and treasurer are authorized to determine the amount, the date, the interest rates, maturities, redemptions, provisions, forms, and other details of the bonds, notes, temporary notes, to designate one or more bank or trust companies to be the certifying bank. Have we picked up the certifying bank on who's going to be dealing with the bonds and distribution and the other details?
No, our bond advisor and financer, Barry Bernabe, waits until the bonds are approved and then goes out and determines what the rates are at that time. And then we'll advise as to whether we should borrow it.
Are we taking a check or no?
Wait a little longer. That's again common language. We just did the same thing for.
You don't have an idea how it feels.
I do apologize, Walt. That's did everybody mute themselves? Because I can't hear Walt. Thank you. I do apologize, Walt.
No problem. That kind of language permits the city through its bond advisor, who is from Phoenix Advisors, the fellow's name is Barry Bernabe. He advises the city on the optimal time for which to execute the bond. And so that's what all of that language allows him to do. For example, we had a bond anticipation note that was coming due where we had borrowed $3 million for the sewage treatment plant. And he notified us late July that to do it at a certain time so we would capture the lowest possible rate. And I think at that time, the bank that was chosen was Webster, which is a local bank, but it doesn't have to be. It's purely based upon the season, if you will, for borrowing.
Right, and actual interest rates for the bonds.
Correct, at the time that you execute them, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay, anything else for Mr. Mahan?
And I guess I just have a quick question. And bond council like concurs that we don't need, necessarily need to name any of the streets or anything?
Correct. That was a question I asked them before we even started down this process, because in order to do it for the November ballot, I didn't think that was going to be attainable given the amount of roads and work involved.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so if there's nothing else, let me, I will entertain.
Jeff, can we just get that in writing from the bond council saying that, so it doesn't come back and bite us in the butt later, that they, that they don't need to know it, or get it from our attorney?
Our attorney is not a bond attorney. This comes directly from Mr. Rybecki.
Okay. Could we just get that to where, don't want it to come bite us in the butt, because I mean, $3 million is a lot of money. And if we don't do it right and we have to put out more, I'd just rather know. This way, at least we got something to stand behind.
Yeah, but just the question, Jen, just what you're saying, this can't possibly be the first time we've issued bonds to pave roads in the city, right? Well,
no.
Yeah, but I've never been involved in it before, so I don't know how it's done. This is a first for me.
Mr. Chair, this is the first time we've ever not named the roads.
Say that again?
This is the first time that we ever did not name the specific roads, the minimum roads that would be done.
Okay, so.
First time. They've always been named. The roads always have been named. And they were part of the resolutions that were approved. So that makes it binding.
Okay.
Otherwise, a list could be given later and it could be changed after the fact.
I doubt that someone would publish a list of roads and deliberately deceive the voting public.
Yeah, I tend to err on that way. I mean, I don't know if I'm naive or not, but I'm not, there's 1.6 million is square foot of what we can afford to pave. How many square feet of roads is there in town?
Well, the point being is that to include the roads, they can be changed later, and they were changed later at the last referendum because they paved more roads than what they had said. Because the bid came in less. And that's the problem that you have when you specify the roads in the resolution, because if the bond comes in, if the bid comes in, for example, with a higher per square footage price than what you're anticipating, you can't pave all those roads.
Right.
So but you also
gives the most flexibility in addressing it and moving forward in a timely manner.
But you could do the minimum roads that you said you were going to do, and then if you have sub after, then you could do it afterwards.
Yes, it works in reverse, but it doesn't work the other way.
So my question is, how are we going to keep track of the square footage of roads? Like, how much work is being done? And are we going to be like underpaying or overpaying? Like, all sorts of things, right? This is going to be a large project. And what time frame period is this project will be completed?
The project is anticipated to be completed next year.
Okay.
Typically, these projects, because of the size and the magnitude, go out to the very large paving companies. And they come in with all of the equipment to blow through this in a rather quick way. This is not a multi-year kind of a thing. And you will know the exact number of square footage when the engineer provides the list. He will give you a list of the roads, their condition, and their square footage. And then what happens from that, the roads that are repaired come and go to the bottom of the list now because they're in perfect shape. And then the next time you want to do it, you have, as long as you do it, you know, relatively soon after, you have a list of roads that you can just start to work your way through.
Okay, thanks for explaining. I'm sorry, I'm new to this. No, I'm just trying to understand.
No problem. I understand. Hey, it's a lot of money. It's a big project, right?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And just one question. I mean, since we are talking, right, millions of dollars, is Agatha on? Is she not able to join us for today's call?
She's not here. She did not have a role in putting the figures together.
Okay.
And I have another question, if you don't mind. Regarding the streets and, of course, the amount of money, since it's large, I'm just wondering, did the bond council concur with the decision and not to include the number of streets? Because, again, you know, are we looking at by the end of the fiscal year, 23, and, you know, the amount of money we're paying, excuse me, to get this done within 1 year or one fiscal year?
No, when it goes out to bid, Mr. Santos, the square footage of roads and everything is put out there and the bid covers the project. So it's in the best interest of the contractor to do the job as quickly as he can and be done with it so that he can move on.
And if he doesn't, then they continue to the next fiscal year? Because that's a lot, $3 million worth of road repairs.
To my knowledge, I've never seen it span multiple years like that.
Okay. And did the bond council concur the decision not to include the number of streets?
He said the number of streets was not usually included in a variety of towns that he represented, and he didn't see any reason to have to include them.
Okay.
Just to clarify, a few years back, I believe about 6 years ago, Academy Hill was started and not finished during 1 year. It was dragged out for another year. And it was very difficult to plow around manhole covers that were sticking up in the middle of the road in the wintertime.
Well, we can make an accommodation in the bid specs if we need. Right.
That's just for clarification, but sometimes it does go from year to year because people for some reason the contractor was not able to finish.
And Mr. Mayo, this already went through the Board of Aldermen?
Yes, it was passed. You're the last board that needs to act on it in order for it to move forward.
Okay.
If you don't approve it, then the entire program goes down and we don't pay the road.
So any other discussion, questions on this?
I just have one other thing. Bahimi, Agatha isn't here because Agatha resigned this morning, is my understanding. But I want to know, is the treasurer involved in this? Is the treasurer part of this? Does she know what's going on?
I don't know why you would ask if the treasurer is involved. The treasurer gets involved at the point of borrowing.
So because we don't have anybody in the finance department to...
This has nothing to do with that, Jen. Let's stick to the agenda, please.
I am. There's $3 million that we need somebody kind of overseeing.
We have the rates. We know what the rates were. We were advised by the bond advisory person how much it would cost for the bonded indebtedness. All that information was taken into account.
But the treasurer knows what we have. I mean, on our budget.
Treasurer knows what we have. What do you mean?
On our what our budget is. This was, I mean.
The treasurer has nothing to do with the budget. The treasurer signs for the authorization for borrowing. And she processes the tax journals that come from the tax office. That's the level of involvement of the treasurer with the finances.
And just for the record, you know, I'm sorry too, Walt, I didn't mean to speak over you, but just for the record, Agatha was on the emails. She was invited to the meeting. She chose not to join. Whether or not she resigns or whatever, you know, that's her prerogative. It has nothing to do with the city paving roads. We're passing a resolution, or we're discussing passing a resolution to issue the bond so we can recoup the money. That's what the vote is about. You know, I understand concern about the budget, the oversight, and all those other things, but that is not the task that we're being held to do today. So if we can get a motion on the table, if you don't want to pass to pay the to issue the resolution, you don't have to vote yes. I'm you know, some of this talk is a little bit, you know, off topic. And you know, anything with the finance director, I get it, it's a hot button issue. It's not a secret, it was in the Valley Indy. So, you know, I'm not really sure what relevance that is to what the conversation is, the task at hand tonight.
And we have
another meeting next week, which she will be at because she will more than likely be running it. So is there any other discussion relevant to this resolution that's on the table?
Mr. Chairman, just a point of order. Really, discussion should take place after the motion is made and seconded.
All right. Well, hopefully we don't have to do that after this motion.
No, so. I agree. I just say we've had prolonged discussion. We still don't even have a motion on the floor.
Right.
And Mr. Chair, just for the purpose of the record, I don't know that you did the public portion.
There is no public portion on the agenda.
It's a special meeting.
That's neither here nor there, but okay.
Well, I mean, I don't write the agenda. I give the agenda. I run the meeting with the agenda. If you want me to write the agenda, you guys should hire me. I don't know what else
to say. I don't have the agenda in front of me. I apologize. So, but I just wanted to make sure if it was because we were kind of a little bit out of order, but that's to your prerogative.
All right. So can we get a motion on the table? Let me make sure I phrase this correctly. I will entertain a motion to pass a resolution apportioning $3 million for the 2022 road improvement program and authorizing the issuance of bonds and notes in the same amount to defray the apportion.
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Gray with the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second the question.
Thank you, Mr. Carloni. Okay, to keep in line with Robert's rules, is there any further discussion on this motion?
I wanted this myself, Roberto. I just wanted it to clarify and confirm who's going to be looking into the distribution of work to make sure that they do those square footage at a certain time frame once it gets approved, because there was a last project once I remember when I was here over 2014, it was not completed until like 2017. So I want to make sure that we have an oversight people who can look at this to make sure that we get the better bang for our money regarding the square footage that they're supposed to be paving.
In relation to the actual bid, you're saying, Mr. Santos, right?
Correct.
Right. Walt, do you have any comment, Terry, on just, you know, just for that question real quick, you know, just about the bid process once we issue the, you know, have the money, we put this out to bid, how that works real quick?
The bid is prepared with a combination of effort between the city engineer, the bond council, and the city's corporation council.
And also, would the director of public works have something to say to this? Because it's the private company that's going to be doing the work, or the city?
It's a private company that you hire.
Okay. And who's going to have oversight over them? Is it the director of public works or somebody else?
City engineer.
City engineer. Okay. So I guess that answered my question, that the city engineer would audit and verify and confirm these monies and streets are being properly utilized.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mrs. Pitney, I think we should just do like a regular vote. Like, can you just do an individual vote, like call off everybody's name?
Yes, sir. Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
No, for the reason I'm still not comfortable where the $3 million is coming from. So I'm going to say no.
Be by bond.
It's coming by bond, right? Issuing bonds.
But I mean, they're That's saying okay. We're getting the money back. I don't understand where it's coming from that we put it out initially. I don't understand the process. So,
Jen, the process is just like any other bond that's issued.
I've never been involved with any issued bonds. I have no idea how it works.
Well, good. Let me explain it to you. The city borrows the money and then agrees to pay it back over a 20-year period. The bond that you are looking at tonight is a $3 million bond with an initial cost annually of $270,000. That just like any other kind of loan depreciates over time.
So we're not kicking out $3 million in one fell swoop.
No, it's paid back over a 20-year period.
Okay. All right, then I say yes.
Thank you. Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Mancini, right?
Yes.
Patel?
Yes.
Polis?
Yes.
Mr. Santos?
Yes.
Majority has voted yes. You have no no's.
Okay, motion has passed. okay, next meeting, next item on the agenda, is there a motion to adjourn?
Make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. everybody. Mason. I appreciate your concerns and your approval.
I did motion.
The motion from Mr. Gray, second from Mrs. Mancini, right?
And Jeff, you. What is the next meeting?
Thank you, Mr. Santos. The next meeting, regular meeting, is Tuesday. Before the members hop off, the next meeting is Tuesday. Working on the agenda with Agata. And, you know, so far, I know we'll have Dr. Conway probably joining. I think Mr. Sacu, who you remember from the budget process, will be joining. I don't know what else we have planned, but those are a couple things that stick out in my mind. So we'll get that agenda out hopefully by the end of this week. I will be touching base with Agata tomorrow. I just haven't had a chance to call her today or yesterday. So while I got you guys, Mr. Gray, I know you have a conflict. Holly will be there. I will be there. Mr. Carlone, can you make next Tuesday? You're on mute if you're answering, Mr. Carlone, if you're still there. Okay, Mrs. Patel.
I'm very sorry, I was on mute. I was just looking, and I have no further plans for that night.
Awesome, thank you. Thank you. So Chris, myself, Mrs. Orizzetti, Mrs. Patel, will you be able to make next Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm going to check because I'm supposed to be flying back in. I'm traveling. So, and I'm flying back in on Tuesday. What time is the meeting?
Meeting is set for 6:00.
Okay, let me see. I might be in the plane at that time. Just going to double check.
And I don't mean to put everybody on the spot. I just want to, if we aren't going to have a quorum, I'd prefer to just schedule the meeting at a different time.
Yeah, no worries. I actually will be I'll be in plane. If we can reschedule it to another day, I'll be able to make it. I don't have a travel plan for another 2 weeks after that. So,
all right, hold that thought. Okay, Jen, will you be able to do Tuesday?
Possibly. I go on vacation and we're hot air ballooning. So if the weather's good, I'll be up in the air. If it's too windy, I can jump on. So it's a maybe.
All right. And then Mr. Santos next Tuesday?
Confirm.
Yep. And Mrs. Mancini, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I will touch base with Agata and then I'll Mark, I know you're away, so I'll shoot you an email. You can check it at your leisure and we'll see what we come up with as far as a quorum. So there's a couple other members to track down. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining. Appreciate
it. Sure. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good night. The time is 6:42 p.m.